Hello and welcome to The Songwriters. I'm your host, Terry Parsons. My guests today are the husband and wife team that make up the Memphis-based band Low Society. They've just released their third CD, Sanctified, an album that American blues scene referred to as a modern blues masterpiece. Now, this album was well-traveled before it was ever released. Parts of it were recorded during a European tour in Belgium using their European tour rhythm section, while the finishing touches were done at American Recording Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. The album is a wonderfully crafted selection of 8 originals and 2 classic covers that speak to the heart and soul of the blues. For more information, check them out online at www.screaminblues.com. My guests today are Mandy Lemons and Sturgis Nikitas of Low Society.
Take it easy, baby.
You're listening to The Songwriters. I'm your host, Terry Parsons. Very pleased to say that I'm joined today by the husband and wife team of Low Society. We have Mandy Lemons and Sturgis Nikitas. First of all, Mandy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
And Sturgis, thank you for joining us.
Happy to be here.
The obvious question of, did the band come from the marriage or did the marriage come from the band?
I don't know. It's kind of intertwined. It was love at first sight for me when I first met Sturgis, and I just, like a lightning bolt hit me, and I knew immediately what was going on. He's a man, so it took him a little longer to come around, you know. I had to kind of lead him into that by the nose and make him think it was his own idea. You know how it goes, you know.
Well, we're featuring music from your latest project. It's actually your third album. Something called Sanctified. Your previous album, You Can't Keep a Good Woman Down, was very well received. How did the process come from that album to this new album?
Definitely, this album was much more of a kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing. We were actually on tour last winter in Europe, and we had a rhythm section over there, some guys that we met in Belgium, some guys that we played with. They're actually in a band called the Raw Blues Experience over in Belgium. And we just met them. We went into a room together. We rehearsed and we clicked like amazing, really great guys, amazing talented guys, real sweethearts. And we just, we had an opportunity to get into a room with them and do some recording. And it was just a dream come true, kind of. We got a great room at a great price. And we went in there and threw down 8 original songs and 2 covers, and actually we did 8 songs there, 8 rhythm tracks there. We even wrote one right there and taught the guys a couple of them right there on the spot, and the rest was from the repertoire we had been working for the tour, and we brought that home here to Memphis, those 8 tracks, and we wrote 2 more and at our studio here in Memphis, our American Recording Studio, and it just kind of all came together magically, you know. It wasn't even planned, really. second album was not like that. Second album was absolutely planned, and, you know, I don't know.
The second album was definitely more calculated. We did pre-production on a bunch of songs, and the result, we went back in and re-recorded. And also, the second album was on a label, which this one is on our label. It's independently released. The second album was on Ice House Records, which is a label owned by the Phillips family of Sam Phillips fame, Sun Records.
Thank you.
That's Low Society, The Freeze, taken from their latest album, Sanctified. For more information or to order yourself a copy, visit them online at www.screaminblues.com. I'm Terry Parsons. We'll have more of our interview with Mandy Lemons and Sturgis Nikitas after these messages.